Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry,
yes.
my call dropped.
Yeah, and this is a different number than you called me from the last time.
If you want to finish it, okay. Because it's a different call, sir. Okay, I'm going to read you, like I said, I was going to read you a list of things, you know, that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this, you know, that this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all that it's been undermined or under threat. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is police treat everyone the same. You think that's been undermined or 7, okay? A commitment to Christian ideals.
I agree that it's being undermined. Yeah, it is being undermined.
Yeah, so what number would you say from 0 to 10?
Ken, does I agree that it's being undermined?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the volume that goes up, you know.
All right, 10.
10. All right. Freedom
can
to
I change the,
protest.
Can I change the... Oh, go ahead.
Freedom to protest. Yeah, you can change the first one if you want. Police treat everyone. Okay. All right. That one says freedom to protest the police or government.
I don't think it's being undermined. Only for certain people.
So one number.
If you vote one way, they undermine it. If you vote another way, they don't.
Okay. So what number?
You can't even give an answer to that because the way it is.
Well, number 0 is that you don't agree it's being threatened or undermined at all, okay? And it goes 1, 2, 3.
Ask me the question again.
Freedom to protest the police or government. Is it being undermined or not undermined or threatened?
Not undermined.
So 0 or 1 or 2?
Why don't you give it a 2?
Okay, 2. All right, the right to bear arms.
That's being undermined.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree. It'd be 10, I guess, that they're trying to undermine it and take our weapons away.
Okay. All right, and what about equal economic opportunities for all?
About a 7.
7. And ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
They're cheating like hell. I don't even know how to answer that because I just don't trust them.
All right, no problem, sir. Immigration to this country.
You know, they're changing it all by letting illegals in. So they're not doing anything about the immigration. They're just not doing anything to stop the illegal immigration.
So do not agree it's been threatened or undermined, or do you agree that it's been undermined?
I don't know. That's kind of a vague question. I'm not even going to answer it. I think the whole system needs to be reworked.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read. We're almost done. Okay, we're going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate me using scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and then 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, every child in America should have, you know, what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access to affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for opportunities that feel, you know, that feel left behind. Do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
I don't agree with that.
So, okay, so be from 0 to 10, what number would you give it?
2.
2, okay. And the other one says, America's democratic institutions have come under, you know, under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
Probably about a 6.
About a 6, okay. Thank you. Okay, sir, so in the course of a survey, people's opinions change, okay? So let me ask you, please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, sir, that's the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Associate degree.
I have a first associate degree, okay? All right. Okay, now you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Excuse me. Married.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I put down. Married. Okay, now do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
All right, sir, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Let's say very conservative. Somewhat.
Conservative. All right.
Make it somewhat conservative.
Let me go back.
You still there? No, I didn't run out of juice. I don't hear him anymore, though. still connected.